All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
We're live. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. And we are coming to you live on Wednesday, as we do every single week.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Are you excited for it?
Oh, I'm ready to be off.
Is that the only thing that's exciting you about Thanksgiving?
At this stage, that's pretty much the most exciting thing for me, yes. I love being here. I love what we do. I mean, yeah, there's times of stress, but the truth of the matter is, this is, for us in this area, this is the worst time of year ever, right? Like, because you know, like, what you have going on at home, right? You know,
that's so terribly true.
Like, you know, all the things you have going on to prepare for the holidays and stuff like that. Maybe in your life, things are all well and rosy, and everybody's just waiting for the holiday, and they're going to enjoy the holiday. You're going to hang around the house. But for me, I got two kids, and like,
you got to start buying gifts, and you got to plan events, and you got to contact family and figure out who's going to whose house.
Right, and we're going from house to house. So, all right, so there's that.
Who's cooking? Who's bringing food with them?
Yeah, and I've been traveling a lot.
It's a mess.
Been traveling a lot the last month or two, and we just got done off of SEMA, and then we're working on new designs, and we're working on new materials, and we're trying to get new teams.
You got to get the new stuff out for.
We got a lot of sponsorship proposals that have come in. We have,
a boatload of content.
We have a lot of product that we're trying to get out to the photographer. We're trying to get pictures back. We're trying to get data out. It's a mess, right? So all I want to do is not think about this stuff
for a day,
even if it's 24 hours. So
are you doing any Black Friday shopping?
I would imagine. I find myself like I hit on Amazon. Like I feel like we eat dinner and then it's like 5 o'clock. And like
you're just on Amazon looking
I'm just kind of like while everybody else is watching football or whatever they're doing, like I'm kind of just scrolling through, like looking for all the ridiculous things that I could possibly get.
I've never been Black Friday shopping. I refuse to do
it.
I don't go out. Like
you'll
never
electronically Black Friday shop.
I might browse. I've never bought anything. Usually,
really.
Yeah, so
Nick, that's the best.
So,
do you know? Two years ago, I bought all of my Pelican cases because I got them literally 50% off. You need to really think about the stuff.
Well, what was it? It wasn't last year. It was like 2 years ago. I was doing Christmas shopping. I was going to buy presents for Christmas, and I bought all of them like a day or two before Christmas,
and paid through the nose.
Well, actually, no. A lot of stuff was like super cheap because they were like, get it out the store. Because, they want to get all their new products in for the following year. So it's like they want everything gone.
Yeah. I know. Well, so listen, as long as we're talking about Black Friday, I don't know if this is where you were going, but this is
kind of where
mind.
I was going.
So listen, we've gotten a lot of questions about, where's the Black Friday deal? Are you guys having a Black Friday?
We're getting a lot of DMs.
Where's the code? Where's the promo code? Look, we do not sell direct, so there's not going to be a promo code coming directly from us.
I feel like that's one thing a lot of people tend to not realize is that Koenig doesn't sell wheels directly.
Right. We don't sell direct.
We have retailers.
Yep.
So we ship out to the retailers, and then they sell our wheels for us.
Yeah, so they're in total control of their pricing, right? We don't have any influence on it. But we have gotten confirmation from a bunch of different retailers that they're going to be running Black Friday sales. And
so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How can they find a retailer?
If you go to our website and go to click on the dealers tab at the top, there's a dealer locator. You can put your address in or click on the online tab. And
right.
That's
what I suspect.
And it will tell you our stocking online retailers. Now, here's where it gets a little gray. There are a lot of people selling our wheels online. They may buy them through a wholesaler or whatever it may be, and it doesn't mean they're listed on our website. So as far as the pricing goes, for the most part, just look around. Be pretty advantageous. Some people should have things listed at, what we suggest, and other people
might go lower.
Maybe running a deal site-wide or something like that. So keep it. If we see anything crazy, or if we have any partners that reach out to us, and there's a legitimate thing, and we will
probably put it on our story. Instagram story, Facebook story. It'll probably be me or Nick.
But like, if you want to find that deal, make sure you stay. Pay attention to our Instagram story. I'll do my best to make sure that as I see things, I'll post them up there.
You'll be sharing them.
Especially on Black Friday. And most of these retailers are running sales, you know, for a couple days.
The entire weekend, yeah. Because it's Black Friday. Don't quote us on that.
Like, Friday is going to be the day that we'll try to put some stuff up. So
I mean, most retailers in general, I feel like we'll do, like, Friday and then, like, either do the whole weekend or cut the weekend. And it's like, oh, Cyber Monday. Like, you missed out in our store, but order online. Or or some people will just do both. It depends on the retailer, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. So, listen, from us and ours, we wish you all and you and your families a very happy Thanksgiving. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, maybe you're in Canada or on the other side of the world, well, happy Wednesday. So here in the U.S., we're preparing for Thanksgiving, and I often lose track of the site that we have a lot of people now from Europe and in different other countries.
I forget a lot of the time too, and I'd be like, oh, like, wait, no, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada. Well, actually, they do, but they have like their own Thanksgiving. I don't know what it's called. Maybe it's called.
So if you're in other countries and you're looking for a deal on wheels and you happen to be in one of those countries that we don't have a retailer in, and you are always buying your wheels from the States, this is another good time to take advantage of our Thanksgiving sale, Black Friday sale.
That's a really good point also.
Yeah. So just keep it in mind. We'll do our best to share it out and see what's up. Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you could buy a good set of winter wheels.
Winter wheels. I think that's where,
that's where I'm trying to segue into next.
That's where we're going. We've been getting a lot of calls here in the Northeast and definitely, you know, in parts of the Midwest and especially in the Northern Midwest.
Yeah.
We're starting to – well, not starting. Many people are –
have already experienced, but around this time of year, it's starting to snow and get cold and it's not fun weather.
Right. So if you're not in a warm climate, winter is here. And so the question comes into us more than a few times. Should I take my wheels off the car? Should I be doing anything differently for the winter? How do I prep them for the winter? How do I store them? How do I do the – so we're going to go through a few of those things right now, real quick, very basic, to try to give you some tips. And then I have to go back to work. So
a lot of stuff to do before for tomorrow.
Yeah. So let's talk about should you take your wheels off the car? This is a personal question. I would say that if you use your set of wheels for shows or et cetera, it's not a bad look to put – if you have your stock wheels, put the stock wheels back on the car. If you have another set of wheels, like a winter set or a snow set, like most of the people in the North
do. I was about to say, a lot of people I know will actually have – some people I know, they have the exact same set of wheels, but winter tires and summer tires on both of them. And then they'll just like adjust the ride height of the coilovers to make the car better for the winter.
Yeah. So that's an option. It's a personal decision. If you listen to last week's podcast, we talked about different type of wheel finishes and the pros and cons to kind of each one of them. And to recap that in just a couple sentences, if you are in a harsh winter environment, a harsh area, an area where there's a lot of debris on the road or whatever it may be, having a full painted wheel is a benefit, right? And it will hold up better. So I would say if you have a full painted wheel in your car already and you're looking to keep them on your car, the best tip you can really do if you're going to keep them on through the winter is, one, obviously, which has nothing to do with the wheel, make sure you have a good set of all-season winter-equipped, ready tires on the car.
Absolutely.
Right? The next thing is clean them often. Clean them frequently. And I know it's harder during the winter, and this is one of the hardest pieces to this.
It's the winter always sucks because, like, they put all the salt on the ground and that – like to try and prevent the roads from, you know, icing up, and then that gets all over your wheels, and then that can either chip it or cause rust,
well,
or
and
or
you
do
have, you have,
you know,
sand.
All the debris, you have sand, everything is just like, it's so
right. And so and so the other thing is too, is that when you start talking about you know, finishes and cleaning and stuff like that, it's cold outside. So the last thing you want to be doing a lot of times when you're in a really cold area
trying
is go
to clean your wheels.
Fill up a bucket, and then you're out there and you, with your hands freezing and stuff like that. So if you know you're not going to clean your wheels that often, if you know you're not going to – because the idea is you want to take off the corrosive and the corrosive chemicals and the debris and the dirt. You want to clean that stuff off the wheel as frequently as possible. And if and that's what happens during season, during summer or, you know, warmer months.
Yeah.
So if you could do that, generally you're going to be okay. But most likely you're not going to do that because it's freezing outside. So if you kind of
have you ever tried to wash your car in the snow?
Yeah,
the
but I don't do it anymore. Like that's why I don't even bother driving my car.
You have the Z in the garage now, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're lucky with that. I tried to wash one of my cars. I did this once. I tried to wash it in like freezing cold weather. Literally, as I was like wiping the water down, it was just frozen to the car, and I was like, "All right, I'm done."
So I think that if you know, a lot of times, like when I used to daily drive, I only had one car, and I used to daily drive, and that was my car. You know, I used to go to those places where you put the coins in. You know, the
and it starts,
pay and spray.
Yeah.
So I used to go, and I'd use those as frequently as possible to keep the car somewhat clean. Cause, but you know, 20
just
minutes
rinse
later.
It off.
20 minutes later, the car's dirty again. So,
absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, so should you take your wheels off the car? I think that it's a personal question. I think if you have a set of stock wheels with winter tires on them, or you have another set of wheels that maybe
it'll
a
be
little
beneficial
bit smaller in
if
diameter.
You have an extra set of wheels to put on the car.
Yep.
But I don't know. I mean, here's a valid question. Should you go out of your way to get another set of wheels, maybe another set of cheap wheels? I mean, I know some people that will buy a set of wheels and then get rid of their stock wheels and be like, oh, like these are the only wheels I have. So, you know, would it be worth going and buying maybe another set of stock wheels, another set of
personal,
you
it's
know,
a personal decision. I mean, depending on how built your car is, I mean, some people keeping their stock wheels won't help, especially if they put it on a big aftermarket brake kit or anything like that. So there's a lot of pieces to this equation. Should you change your wheels? And we get that question, and how do you really answer it? Well, there's nothing about our wheels that can't handle the winter. But let me talk about some of the things that come with the winter. We talked about the salt and corrosion. We talked about the road debris, like the sand and different things. We talked about the fact that you're going to be driving on snow if you're in these areas. And in those snowy areas, a lot of times you can't see road debris. You know how many times you've hit like a big branch or something in the road because it's covered?
Or a gigantic pothole.
Exactly right. Potholes. Potholes will come up and show their face
during
the
winter. It's even worse because the manhole covers, sometimes they'll be sticking up.
Right.
And you can't see that. And you'll drive right into it and just boom.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a personal question. So it's not so much the wheels can't take it, but you tend to encounter more road debris, road hazard, corrosion during winter or harsh weather environments. And so if you live in that area, I mean, hey, look, that's your prerogative. If you have a full painted wheel, I would say, you know, you just have to decide what are the chances here, right? Because you could still have issues. I mean, I know that like when I had – years ago, I had a WRX and, I mean, I remember I had put my stock wheels back on the car.
Mm-hmm.
For no other reason, just beside, like, I don't want to get my other wheel. Like, I know I'm not going to clean my wheels that much, and I'm not going to –
You don't want to get them dirty because you're not going to maintain them.
So I put my stock wheels on the car and stuff like that, and I still had a problem. I mean, the car was all-wheel drive. I mean, definitely rear-wheel drive biased, but, you know,
Good luck driving that.
There was some road debris, and I clearly clipped it, and, like, I bent one of my stock wheels. I mean, luckily, I was able to find another one for $50, but
– Yeah, that's another good point, too. But, I mean, just, like, if you have your stock wheels on, like, if you mess up your stock wheels, they're – well, also depending on the car you have. But they usually tend to be cheaper.
If it's a newer car,
it's probably going to be a lot more expensive. But, like me, I daily a CRV, and the Miata has daisies on it. So those, in general, are extremely cheap. Like, I found a set of CRV wheels for, like, $60.
Yep.
Because someone stole my back tire. Yeah, I mean, I think me personally, I put the stock wheels back on. I don't like rolling around with.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, even when I drove, let's see, what was the next car after after my WRX? I don't know, it was some other car, but basically, I ended up getting. I remember I did put another set of wheels. You know, I took a different set of wheels and put a different set of tires on them, so that, you know, so the wheels that I really liked to use for that were, you know, lighter.
You put
or whatever.
Them back on in summertime.
Yeah, and I put them back on when it got a little bit warmer out. So, you know, I wasn't worried about.
Did you adjust your ride height too, on the car?
I had at the time, it was static, so it didn't matter. I was just in like an IBOC kit on that car back then.
You had springs on it.
Trying to remember what it was. I feel like was it an Evo? I don't remember what I had then. But basically, yeah, I had put an IBOC Pro Kit in it, and the car was mildly dropped, and so no, I didn't change anything.
Yeah, I used to bottom out my cars, so it would. Went to the time, I was like, nope, all the way up.
Well, you don't have a choice. It turns into like a snowplow.
Not even because Miatas don't have that much power to actually push, so it becomes into your back wheels are just spinning, and you have a two-inch pile of snow in front of you.
It's a Miata. It's not really. Let's talk about another question we get a lot. People say, "How do I store my wheels for the winter?" So this is actually pretty basic.
Take your
wheels off the car if you're going to be storing them for the winter. Obviously, take them off the car, clean them. Off the car.
That's actually a really good point.
Wash them the same way you would normally, you know, with a non-acidic, you know, safe car wash soap. Clean them really well. Get all the dust, debris, dirt, brake dust off. Clean the wheel really well. Some people even find it a good time to apply a coating. But clean them really well. Make sure there was no acid used in cleaning them or anything like that so that it's completely rinsed free and there's no corrosion or chemicals or anything on the wheels.
Right.
You do not have to put – if you're going to be keeping them indoors or in a shed or something like that, you don't necessarily have to put them in bags. I've seen people do that. I don't think that's necessary, especially since I've actually seen people say that they've had some issues with doing stuff like that, develop some moisture. So, but either way, get them clean. Get them in a safe place. Push them. You know, stack them well. Maybe you put a piece of cardboard or something between them. Put them in the corner of the garage or wherever you're going to put them, hopefully inside or out of the weather. And as long as they're clean before you put them away, when you take them back out in the spring, you should have the wheel looking identical.
Yeah.
Where people falter is they
– not cleaning them.
Right.
And then all of that dirt and grease and debris and brake dust is caked onto the car.
Brake dust turns acidic. So if you leave brake dust on the wheels – and then just take them off the car and put them away, and then you take them out in the spring. Every spring, we start to get phone calls where everybody's like, where some people are starting to say, I don't know what happened. I took my wheels off the car, I put them away, and now all of a sudden there's a clear coat peeling, or I can't get this brake dust off, or whatever it is. It's because it turned acidic, and it sat on the wheels for months. So, if you're taking the wheels off the car, clean them well, put them away. Let's see. Winter wheels, we talked about. Should you change your wheels? We talked about – be careful with downsizing. You know, we have a video that we're working on, which would have been good if we were out yet, but we're still working on it. It's about brake sizing and stuff. But basically, be careful. You know, some people will try to go to a smaller wheel, and there's benefits about going to a smaller wheel in the winter, and that is that you get more cushion on the tire, right? You get –
Keeping the same rolling diameter, you have a thicker tire.
If you go to
a smaller wheel.
Just make sure that your brake package and your car can accept that smaller wheel before you go out and buy that wheel.
Yeah, because that would suck. You buy a smaller wheel, you put it on, and the next thing you know, your brakes are rubbing against the barrel, or let's
pretend that didn't – like you won't rub. Let's just pretend that they just don't fit from the beginning, and now you just wasted your money and you didn't think about it. So double check with that ahead of time. But if you can afford to do it and if you are able to do it, I think going to a smaller wheel is a good option because you'll get more cushion for the top, you know, for an entire, and that certainly makes things like potholes a little bit more bearable.
Right.
Right. Is there anything else you could think of that for the winter? I mean, we should be pretty well versed at this, being that we experience winter so much.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, I got one more tip. This is a, I feel like this is a fairly pro tip, so I'm just gonna throw it out there. For people that are putting your stock, for people that may not be putting your stock wheels on the car, maybe going to a smaller wheel, or they're keeping, let's say they're even keeping their wheels on the car. Right. They made the decision. You guys said, I'm keeping it on the car.
Okay.
If you have a full-size spare in your car, and your car maybe, like, let's say you have a car that uses a ball seat lug nut on the stock wheel, and you have a
cone seat
lug nut because you're using aftermarket wheels, make sure you keep five of those ball seat lug nuts in the car in the trunk, because if you have an issue where you do bend a wheel or blow out a tire or something on the road, you
need to swap out and put the spare on.
You can't use the lug nuts. You got to have the right lug nuts to put the wheel back in the car. And I've seen that a lot of times, and people, like, they don't think about it, and it's not until they're standing there in the freezing cold, shaking, trying to change a wheel, that they realize that they don't have the right hardware for the wheel. So, again, that has nothing to do with winter wheels. It's more to do with just, like, you know,
random
kind
pro
of,
tip. I'm going to put that here. Pro tip.
Yeah, so that's that. Is there anything else that we can think of that would be helpful to these people out there?
I think that's it for now. I mean, we told them about how they could find potential deals.
Yep.
Which could also lead to potential extra set of winter wheels or new wheels for the spring, and then you can just keep your current wheels on now.
Yeah. And so we have new wheels. The new wheels, just for anybody who hasn't been keeping up with some of the stuff we've been putting out, if you're looking for some of our new wheels, people have been asking a lot about them, about the Countergram and the Hexaform. It looks like ETA is going to be early March. So they're not there yet. You're not going to be able to buy them for Black Friday. So I'm sorry, but for people that have been asking about, you know, can I buy the new wheels now? The answer is no.
That's
Hypergram, new finish Hypergram with the machine lip and the dark metallic charcoal center, will be available probably in the beginning of January. So that one will be out earlier.
Okay.
But aside from that, I think we've answered it all, right?
I'm really looking forward to those Countergrams.
Me too.
I'm going
to
get a nice
I'm looking forward to just the fact
getting
that...
back to work and then eating turkey tomorrow.
I could care less about the turkey.
I'm
ready.
The day off.
Pretty much. So, so we're going to wrap it up here. I have a lot to do before we finish out here. And I personally wish you and your families a very warm, safe, happy Thanksgiving holiday if you're celebrating. I know Nick does as well. And from everybody here at the Koenig team, you know, we hope that you have just an absolutely wonderful holiday. I hope you're off and warm and safe, and maybe you're somewhere where it's not cold, and that's cool too.
And we envy you.
Yeah, for sure. I was just in Florida last weekend, and I wasn't really hating it.
I miss LA.
I don't. Anyhow, I'll be in LA next week.
That's another quick little thing. So Luis and I will be doing the Wheel Wednesday next week.
Oh, the Wheel Wednesday?
So...
No, I'll be here Wednesday. I fly out Wednesday night.
Okay.
So, we're good for one more.
I mean, awesome. Yay.
Listen, if you guys want a Scott-less podcast, I'm okay with that. Go ahead and comment below.
I'm sure they value that you give 95% of the information on all the wheel tech stuff.
But I'm happy not to do it. So if you guys have anything where you just want a Nick and Luis podcast, holler below and we can bring it
nice.
To you.
That will 100%. Revolve around marketing, video, and sponsorship stuff. So
right. So anyhow, I'm gonna wrap this.
Yeah,
up.
Close this out, Scott.
Listen, like I said. Have a good holiday. We will see you back here next week for Wednesday. And that's it. Hey, listen, because we always forget at the beginning, if you don't mind, go ahead and throw us a thumbs up, a like. Make sure you subscribe. Share this with a friend. Tell a friend about us. We'd like you to maybe, you know, tell other people that we got something going on here. And that's about it. So we'll catch you next Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Thank you.